What was sagt er?
Paulina. So time says that it's the Olamenu that said the Ragan Shava didn't take a haircut because of the Torah. I don't know. I think there's maybe a better source. Before we begin, so let's just mention yesterday's halacha lemaisa. So it's a siman reish din hamafsik kedei levarach the hamafsik to be ordered to bench with other people. So in halacha base it says, what? You're stopping. You're stopping your meal. We're recording, guys. And I don't know if it's on sale, but I'm sure that the people who are listening to Daf will be very interested knowing where the sale is taking place. Anyway, Simon Reish Siv Beis Inotzar Pahasik Ella Ad Sheyom Rabra Shachal Mishalo. Because of a Gomer Sudasa, the Machaber Shita is that you only have to stop until the guy finishes Rosh Chodesh to Ochino, and then you can go back to eating. Okay? The Rama says famously, "V'yei Shomrim should tzarich lahafsek at Shiyomer Hazon Esakol l'chein Ogin." So he brings some other Rishonim that you have to stop until the Mavarach finishes the first bracha, and then he adds, if you have in mind to go back and start eating bread again, even if you ended up not actually eating bread, you have to mivarach Berachas Hamazon again from the start, from the get-go. But if afterwards you had no intention to eat bread, you could have been yotzei the first bracha, actually. You could eat maybe some dessert or maybe finish swallowing whatever's left of your dessert, and then you can continue from Noga L'cha. He's not concerned about Hefsik. Anyway, that's all there. Take a look in Simon Reish, Siv Beis, Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, Rama says it. Fayersh. Ayin Shom, very interesting.
Can you talk at all about the Nizami? One person wants to be the Nizami because he's got to go to everybody else. And yeah. Then you still have three others who are there. The Mokhok is about making another Nizim that he didn't come.
Yeah, so he talks all about that. I didn't talk about it. He has all the different cases over there in that seven Ayin Shom, and you'll find those halachos. Okay, so what page are we up to? 73A1, 3 lines down. Reb Ze'era Ba'i. Reb Ze'era had the following question. Very interesting question. Elaine Shalosha Korios, the three readers of the Torah. So a typical Monday, Thursday, or Mincha by Shabbos, where you only have three olim. And the question is, what's the rule with these olim? We're comparing this to Zimun, obviously. So my Ovidlom, what's the story? Kishlosha Shokul Ka'achas, this is like three people that ate together. Oh, Shlosha Shokul Zebathinatso, or is it like three people that ate separately? So what's the difference? In Tav Dinon Kishlosha Shokul Ka'achas, if you consider the three as if they ate as one, then Harishan Mavarach Bracha Rishona, the first one will make the Bracha Asher Bracha Bani Mikol HaAmim. Then he'll let the second Ola come up, and then the third Ola will come up, and the only Bracha that will happen is the last Ola will be Mavarach HaAchron Bracha Achrona. The middle one won't say any Bracha. So that's if you make it like one group. So they're all, the Kriyas HaTorah is like one Achila, so to speak, right? That's what we're saying. Consider the Kriyas HaTorah like an Achila, and therefore they ate just one big Pashish. This, you know, from Kohen to Shlishi, it's one big meal. In Tav Dinun Kishlosh HaShokhu Zebeth Ne'atzmo V'Zebeth Ne'atzmo, if you're going to make it as if they're three separate people, we're all doing our own thing. I get my aliyah, you get your aliyah. We don't have anything to do with each other. Then I feel hoyim tzayim of rachlofon of lacharav. Then the Mishnah, it's very logical, right? Each person has to make their own bracha. That's the Yerushalmi's asking us as a question. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avdima, Rav Shmuel answers, lo lom du brachas hatorah mi brachas hazimun el l'rach. Okay, so we we had said on the previous page, a Kal Vachomer or however, all the different drushes that we had, three different ways of learning it. So when we learned out from Berachas HaMazon to Talmud Torah, so that was only for the Rav. It was not for the individual. Okay? And therefore, so basically, so it's kind of like being Ramis something over here, I think. That so the idea is, in other words, it's a group. Basically, what we're saying is that the Berachas HaTorah that we're referring to is a bracha, which creates a group. So this group is one. That's what makes them a tzibur. Because if there was a yachid, then even if I would take out a sefer Torah by myself and start reading it, I'd have to make a bracha before and a bracha after. Obviously, that's not true. So it's only when you have this group that somehow is mitzarif everybody together. Okay, so now you're raising another point, which I just tuned into Rabbi Rosner because I wanted to hear how he was mazbe at the end of this Gemara, and I caught him in the middle, and he started talking about that question, whether the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on Ish Yachid, or is it just a chiyuv on the Tzibur? And I only heard a snippet of it. He was talking, from what I could gather, what he was talking about, he quoted a Shibulei Leket. And it said the following: if there are those who, there's a halacha that says if somebody wants to be yotzei shnayim nikkav v'achat targum during the kriyas haTorah, so he can go ahead and read shnayim nikkav v'achat targum while the lady's going on. He's not following along. He's doing his own thing. He's doing shnayim nikkav v'achat targum while there's kriyas haTorah going on. So the Shmuel Lekin tries to have a camera. I'm not sure who he was quoting. Maybe he was quoting Mishapura. I'm not sure. But he was quoting somebody that said, what's going on over here? There's the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is an Ish Yachid. So if you're busy doing Steinbeck Mechat Targum, you're not hearing the Baal Kari read the Torah. So you're not being Yotze, your individual Chiyuv. Obviously, the one who holds not like that did not hold those individual Chiyuv. Because and he learns that halacha, the only time that it said is if you were Yotze already. So if you were Yotze Talmud Torah, you went to the 7 o'clock minion, you were Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, then you contain 15 minion. While they're laying, you're going to do Shnayim Nikkav V'achat Targum. In other words, even though it looks like you're being partial not Tzibur, but that's okay. Okay, whatever. So there I think you have, there's going to be a machlokas. I think that's a known machlokas. Okay. Let's just read this one more time. So the Torah, let's just read the English for a second. The Torah blessing was derived from the Zima blessing only with respect to many who are reading from the Torah. Since the obligation is only incumbent upon a group, evidently they're not viewed as separate individuals. So their obligation may be discharged with the first one reciting the blessing and the last one reciting the final blessing. So the Gemara asks, Bam the Rabim. Now, if it's only respect to many people, maybe he shouldn't make any blessing even in his own Talmud Torah. Maybe there should be no such thing as Berachas HaTorah altogether. So my answer is, Amar Baba Bar Mari Ochi Dreb Yaisi, Asua Kishal Komet Sash Torah. They made it like any other Berachas HaMitzvah, every other Berachas HaMitzvah, Ma'ashra Kala Mitzvah's Tunis Bracha, Avzu Tunis Bracha, that it's just like any other Mitzvah that requires a Bracha beforehand. This one too, Talmud Torah requires a Bracha beforehand. This is Beferish, that Berachas HaTorah is Darabonah. This is Namash against the Ramban, right? Well, we're talking about an individual reading Torah. Yeah, exactly. And it says Beferish that it's compared to every other Berachas HaMitzvah, which is certainly drop on it. So Beferish Yerushalmi like the Ramban. I mean, Chaira, I don't know. Maybe he talks about it in A, I don't know. Yeah, the big box. This big box on 73A2 at the bottom. He's going to talk about, these opinions. Okay, whatever. Next, Ochal Demai. Now, Demai is we're at this point, the Yerushalmi is just assuming Gemai is like any other Suffolk. You have a Suffolk, whether the Amar Aretz took Meiser, whether he didn't take Meiser, you're a Suffolk. And the Mishnah says that you can go ahead and you can mazamin with someone that ate the mai. Okay? So, Hador Amra. It's a Suffolk. Well, you're getting into the detail. Okay, you're really getting into the detail. It's very important what you're saying, but if I start telling you the detail about that, the whole Yerushalmi will not make any sense. But at this point, the Yerushalmi just starts off with a very, very simplistic view of it. It's like any Suffolk, and in the Suffolk, we're Mastarf, and therefore it goes ahead and compares it. It says, Hado Amro, Ochal Paris, Suffolk Niskanu, Suffolk Lo Niskanu, I ate some pears, right? I ate a piece of bread, and I'm a Suffolk. After I ate it, I say, wait a second, did I take Meisters, choose some Meisters, or didn't I? I have a doubt. Did I take off? Did I not take off? Which, on a Torah level, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra, you're going to have to go L'chumra and say that it's also for me to eat this. So one could easily have said, you ate Isser. So if you ate Isser, you can't be Mastarif. But the Yerushalmi says, at the get-go, the Yerushalmi is saying, it says to my, you can be Mastarif somebody, from Hador Amra. From here we see that if I ate something and I'm a Suffolk, whether it was Niskan or not Niskan, then I can be Mazaman, we can be Mazaman with me. And the Gemara right away is Doicha the Raya, like, and because it gets into the detail at this point, that it was only a robe. It was a robe. It's only a dindra abonon. It's not going to be, you can't compare where I have a real bona fide Suffolk, 50-50 Suffolk, whether I was masakin or not masakin it, then maybe Ataka can't be mazama with somebody. Okay? Louis, do you have a question?
I'm just trying to figure out mehechatesa, other than birkas hamazon, why we should ever think any of these brachas are deraisa. Is there a svar that I'm missing?
What? Well, I don't get it.
We made a sushtel between birkas atar from zimun to birkas atara. That leilam do birkas atar mi birkas zimun. Okay, so I understand zimun is deraisa, but mehechatesa, the birkas atara should be on that level. What's the svar behind that? That you should think. It says Lei Lamdu.
He's going backwards.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, you can't go backwards.
Well, you were interrupted. You were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay. I'll talk to you offline. Okay. Okay. 73B. So, Viyada Amra. So, maybe, perhaps, from which it's kind of like me, like the same Moshe says, Behechem Shamanu, Aidino, the Suffolk brought the Suffolk the commerce. From where will we take a learn out a raya? In other words, we would die for the raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is totally no raya. Where could you maybe get a good raya? Maybe Dov, maybe this is a good raya. Kusi Mazanulov, then in the Mishnah that says that Kusi, who presumably the Gemara, the Haredim says, I have to read one more line. Vahein kusi laf safik. Who isn't this kusi safik? So the Haredim says, Nira shahay lahem raisa yedua stamis the toni kusi have a safik guy safik Yisrael. They must have had some raisa that they knew that said that the kusi was a safik. As we've always been talking all the time, it could be the Ger Arayis, it could be the Ger Emes. We've never ever encountered someone that says that it's a safik. Maybe they aren't. We never saw that lashon ever. So the Haredim says they must have had some raisa like that. Anyway, so let's bring a raya from that. The Mishnah says you can be mezamin for a kusi. And we have this mysterious unknown raisa that they had a Kabbalah that says it was a suffix. So let's bring a raya from that you can be suffix. You can be mezamin. Omar Rab Abba Tifaser, Tifaser Commander Mar Kusi Kagai, Divrei Rebbe, or Kanafi, I think is what it says. Kugai, what's the shyness? I think there was a change here. Oh, because Israel. Wait, you mean they reverse it? Yeah, they reversed it. Okay, whatever. Anyway, let's just read it the way we have it right now. Okay. So he says, no, the Mishnah is going like the one who says he's Jewish, because there's a machlokes here. Oh, I see. He wants to change it so that Rebbe, who will be the author of the Mishnah, will be the one saying that he's a Yisrael, and that's why you're Mazama. That's probably why they changed it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kusi is, we're going to change it to Nafri, so we'll switch around with all the, and whatever it is, whatever the Gersa is, I don't want to get involved with the Gersa. Bottom line is, there's a Braisa, and our Mishnah is obviously going like that Mandi Yomra, who holds that it's not a Sofik, but it's a Vadai. So it's very simplistic. I mean, there's no Lomdas over here. The more I thought it was a soft by Kusi, Terrence says, no, maybe the Mishnah holds that it's no soft. It's nothing to it. I mean, I don't have anything to add to this. Probably would never have something like this. Just like this. I don't know. So here we have some halakhas, which we could talk about a long time, but on a simple level, Noshim, because why? Are Noshim Chayiv and Berachas HaMazon all together? That's a Shaila of the Gemara. The Bavli is the famous Rav Kiveger about this. Taisa talks about it. What? Why is there a Safek Gemara? First says Pshita, and then the Gemara says maybe they're not Chayiv at all. The whole Shaila, Taisa says, because the second Bracha, that they're not Bechlal Bris, or other Rishonim say they're not, don't have Aris, they don't get a Yerushan in Eretz Yisrael. A whole Shaila. But anyway, over here, the Mishnah says, you're not Mezamen with Noshim. And you're not Mezamen with Avadim, and you're not Mezamen with Tanim. What kind of cotton are we talking about? What's that?
Those that say that Chayiv in Benchim still say that they're Chayiv in Bracha Achron.
I think the Shaila is not so much whether they're Chayiv in Bracha Achron versus benching, or whether their benching is chayiv as a chayiv deraisa or a chayiv derabana, but it's going to be benching regardless. I think.
So structured benching didn't seem like it would be appropriate for one because of some of the things that included in the brachas don't fit.
Yeah, I don't want to say that they didn't. I wouldn't learn that. I wouldn't learn that they didn't. They didn't say it at all. I would say that they said the whole benching. The only shaila is whether there's parts of it that they're not chayiv. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. Okay. So the Ketanim are not chayiv. Now let's take a look at the Charedim over here. Here's Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yonah Mishnah. Here's Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Avayim. So the Rav says, he's quoting the Rav from Mishnayos. Zel Shoyne. Ketanim ein mazanim alayhim. Daf Ketanim she ein yoidim lemi mevarchim. They don't know who's this. You know that we're saying this bracha to. Avol katan haydel lemi mevarchim mazanim love. So what does it mean? A cotton who knows who you're benching to. That's a person who's 13 but has not shown the simon. That's the terminology. But less than 13, if you know they're less than 13 years old. Then Amazon and Allah, for sure you're not Amazon and Allah. Even if he's your daily Mavarkin, even if you know who it is, then you're benching him. Okay. Obi Yoshalmi, Maisi Halach Lamaisa, the Amazon and Allah cut and claw. Actually, Godel, Yavish Tesaras. You have to have both. It has to be 13. He has to be maybe the Simon. And Noshim Ramavazan and Laatsmon, Noshim Avadim, it's not because of Pitsus. Okay, fine. Now, on Kamal Mazamim, how much are you Mazamim? How much do you have to eat? On Kazayas, so that's how much you have to eat a Kazayas. If you don't aimer, on Kabetza. So that's the Bechala Shaila, whether you're five benching in general, right? The simple meaning of the Pasuk is Vachalta Vasavata, that you have to have Sviya to be five benching Deraisa. And therefore, this question is a question on the draw bottom level, whether you're chayiv and benching like Kazayas or Kabetza on the draw bottom level. And there are Rishonim, of course, I think they're Ramban. The Melchemist holds that that's not true, that you can even be chayiv on a deraisa level of Kazayas. Okay.
Why should be a set here? Why would it be perfect? If not today, it would be starting.
Right, wasn't enough. Yeah, I mean, if you hold your need Zviya, then you're right. It would depend, each person would depend. But if you hold as a Shear, then it could be that you have, yeah. I mean, the more over there that, you know, how are you, you know, you saw Hashem Ponavei Lecha, how does Hashem Ponavei Ponim? And it's where it says famously there, I said, Savoto, and they're Machmiros al Atzmon, Mavorchen, and Kazayas al Kabetza, so how can I not be Noisei Ponim to them? It sounds like it's not Dil Rice. That's the whole Shaila. Okay. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Yeshua Ben Levi. Reb Yossi Ben Chol B'Shem Rebbe. Cotton Eisen Eisoi Sniflasar. So this, on the surface, it sounds like you have nine Gedolim, and you know, you give the star of cotton to be the 10th man. That's what it sounds like. Now, are we talking about in Shul to make him for a minion? Or are we talking about by benching to say Nevorach Elokeinu Shachol Mishalo? Right? I mean, I don't think it makes a difference. The simple, any Dover Shevik Dusha, Osen also Snifla Sarah, I would say it applies across the board, right? Okay. So the Gemara asks a question for Hatani in Medakta Kimbukot. So to understand this question, you have to know a little bit about, they quote a Gemara, the Harim quotes a Bavli on Daphim Zaino Beis, and he says the following. The behavior stay sour is Myri. We're talking about a child that has the simonim. The ain medaktikim bo, we're not careful to see, has he, in other words, we don't look to see, show me your birth certificate so I can see, are you really 13 years old, full 13 years old? Maybe you're only 12 years and 10 months. Show me your birth certificate. No, ain medaktikim bo. Once we see he has the simonim, good enough. Or the other way around. Suppose I don't know if he has someone, but I know for sure he has his birth certificate and he's for sure 13 years old. Again, good enough. So aim a doctor can be cotton is a generic statement which could be translated two ways, right? Either he has one or the other for sure. We're not medactic to make sure he has both. Okay. But that by making such a statement, you infer from that statement what? That if he's for sure a cotton, for sure you can't be mitzarefim. If you know for sure he's 12, then there's no question. The idea is that you can be mitzarefim if he's part, right? If he's partial, and you're mesupik about it. But if you know for sure, right? The statement to say a medaktikin but cotton infers that if I know for sure he's missing either one, that you cannot be mitzarefim. So how can you tell me you can make a cotton, a sniff lasar? That seems to be the kasha. Mashmo same didactikin. Haino, the kim and the hamish de saras toilin, the mustama he gila shlosha sishon of yamecha, chikan aminog. The henigia vadai toilin, the havi. Ha he gia of a noidal handle a havi, a havi of a noidal handle a gia, Amazon love. Hosha can't cotton shalah havi vila he gia. So how did you say that you make him a sniff? That's the question. So the Gemara answers. Yosi Kaima. Kaima Amar. How does he translate these words? I'm not going to translate these words. If Shimon said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, would uphold Kaima. And I had a chance. It's not making sense to me in English. What is it? Would uphold. This is how this would. This is the way I would make it explain the necessity for the ruling that we're not meticulous with regard to a cotton. That's talking about l'shtei ketanim nistrachol. That's if you have two ketanim. Okay, so you have eight gedolim, and now you have two ketanim. One is a sophic, meaning we know he's 13, but we don't know whether it's Havish Tesaris. Or we know he was Havish Tesaris, but we don't know whether he's 13. So that'll be number nine. So number nine, Ain Medaktikin, we won't be medaktik about him. We'll assume he's a Gadol, and he could be number nine. Then we come to the second cotton. and he's for sure kohen. That's where the statement that we can make him a sniff comes in. So, okay. Osen also suffic. We treat, okay, let me read it again. The shtek tanam, the shogat, the tuk tanam, shemahaya kohen, if there was someone who was definitely a kohen, osen also suffic, we treat him as if he's a suffic. Suffic, and if you have another one which is a suffic, we don't know whether he's a hundred, whether he has both simonim and tronim, also no savari, then we treat him as a definite adult. Okay? So yeah, you're allowed to have at least one suffic, and you're allowed to make a sniff to a cotton. That seems to be the
double suffic, double entity makes it a weak case.
The double suffic. So one second. So let's understand something. So we had a statement. Let's go back. Let's understand what we're saying here. So we had a statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ketanim emazanim aleihem." Okay. So we've got to make everything work here. So we've got a statement in the Mishnah that says, "A katan, you're not mazanim." So if he's number three of my group, he you can't be mazanim with him. What if he's number 10 of my group? We just said we can make a katan a sniff. Right, so that means, so is that what we're saying now? I mean, everybody, tell me if you agree with me. So the Mishnah is talking about three. Can't be mezamen on a cotton if he's the third person. If he's the tenth person, then I say sniff. Well, I'm sorry, he could be the tenth man. Why is that? I'm not sure why that is, but whatever it is, for some reason. Yeah, but why if he's no good for Zeman, why is he good for Elokeinu? What is the story behind this? It's more chashuv, so you could use a cotton. Huh? He knows, he's Yadam Elmi Mavarchim, yes. So since he knows Elokeinu, we can count him. Three. Yeah, you have anything to say here, Stewie? Anybody? We need help. This doesn't make a lot of sense, right? What's he saying, number six?
He doesn't say why, but that's what he does say.
Although the Mishnah disqualifies a minor from being included in the quorum, it's only regarding adjoining two adults for the basic Zeman requirement. He may, however, be included for the quorum of 10. Okay. That's the way it is. In Halakha Hinakabo, you know, I'm not 100% sure I understand what the pshat is.
The first two lines of number six, I think that's the key.
What is the key? What is the key? Because you mentioned Hashem. So because you mentioned Hashem's name, therefore you can count a cotton. How is a cotton mistara for a davar shemitusha? That's what I'm having trouble with. That is the issue. That's the issue.
Don't you have situations in that you never heard the story where they used to give a cotton the chumash and they said...
I held a chumash when I was a kid. Of course I've heard of it.
Okay. So
Tysus and Brachas says it's a minhag shtus.
In a Hanami, but that's why those people didn't learn the Tosfos.
Well, they didn't. Okay, this is something that maybe we'll have to do a little more Ian to see if we can come up with a svar. Okay, at this point we'll stop here. Okay. So I guess I'm going to start. Everybody have a good day.